And I says, no way, blood. That's living up the weekend. Yeah?
I'm very happy to say that living up the weekend with me today, star guest Amy is still with me here in the studio. How are you doing, Amy?
I'm good.
In the process of this game, we are going to decide whether you are a film buff or a duff filmy.
Okay.
Okay, it's so simple. And what I've done, I've lined up some film database, IMDb's lowest ever ranked films, because generally it's like common knowledge that the better the film, the higher the IMDb rating on it. So you've got a film like, say, The Shawshank Redemption and The Godfather. They both have 9.2s.
That's very good.
Out of 10. Okay, and generally, if you think that if you're ever sort of torn between two films, what you can do is choose the one with the higher rating.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, but the films that I've got for you to choose between, Amy, don't really come anywhere near the 9.2s out of 10, like The Godfather or Shawshank Redemption.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to fire pairs of films at you, and I want you please to identify which one has the lower rating. Let's just get started, Amy. The first film that I have coming up for you, and I'd like you to please have a go at identifying the lower of the films. Starting off, the film How About Ghosts Can't Do It versus The Beast of Yucca Flats.
So you want me to tell you which one I think is lower?
I want you to tell which you think is the worst film.
The Beasts of Yucca Flats?
I must say, you're wrong. It's Ghosts Can't Do It. Ghosts Can't Do It.
Oh, no. What rating do they get? Do you know?
Ghosts Can't Do It is a 2.2.
That's
and The Beast
awful.
Of Yucca Flats, a 2.5.
So not far off, really. They're still very bad films, both of them.
Yes, most of these are quite marginal, Amy.
Okay.
Okay. So number two, you've got Ben and Arthur or The Hottie and the Naughty.
I'm going to go for The Hottie and the Naughty.
You think The Hottie and the Naughty?
Yeah, because I think that's a terrible name for a film.
Well, I've got to say, with a rating of 1.9 out of 10, The Hottie and the Naughty is quite worse than Ben and Arthur, which soars above with a rating of 2.3.
1.9 is absolutely horrific.
Okay.
Such a bad score.
I'm going to say it's not the worst ever, though.
It's not the worst?
It's not the worst ever.
Well, some must get zero, really, mustn't they?
Not quite zero.
Okay.
However, they go less than 1.9 out of 10. Okay, the next one for you. The Touch of Satan versus the Tony Blair Witch Project.
The Tony Blair Witch Project? Is that actually a name for a film?
That is actually a name of a film.
Oh, gosh, I really want to see that, actually. I think I'm going to go for that one just because of the sheer name.
You're wrong. The Touch of Satan is the worst film.
Well,
a 2.1 for The Touch of Satan versus a 2.4 for the Tony Blair Witch Project.
I'm gonna check that film out as soon as I get home tonight. I'm gonna look that film up.
Okay, now we're gonna go to Christmas. Okay.
Christmas films are the best films.
Not quite.
This game, not quite.
Because with these ratings, they really aren't so good. You've got Santa Claus Conquers the Martians or Saving Christmas.
Saving Christmas sounds like one of those films that are on Channel 5 on a Sunday and they lead up to Christmas, which are always on. So I'm going to go for, what was the first one?
Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
I've got to say, that soars above Saving Christmas. Christmas from this year was a film. And I can say that Saving Christmas has the lowest ever score by regular IMDb users, with 1.5.
That's terrible.
Santa Claus Conquers the Martians is sort of sailing away, you know, on his sleigh with the reindeer, like, all the way through to the North Pole, and a massive 2.5.
Wow, it does soar above that film.
Okay, next one. These ones you might know, okay. Son of the Mask or Epic Movie? Which one is the worst?
Sorry, say them again.
Son of the Mask or Epic Movie?
Ooh, I think I've seen both of those, actually.
Were they both awful?
Yeah, they were. Because there's the actual Mask, the film The Mask, which is good. So I'm probably... I'm going to go for Epic Movie.
There, Son of the Mask. Son of the Mask is the worst film.
I'm doing terribly in this game.
It's a 2.1 compared to...
I'm doing worse than the ratings of the film.
I think a little bit better than these films here, Amy. Okay, so the next two we've got for you. One is a sequel, one is the first one.
Okay.
Okay. So we have Baby Geniuses or Super Babies, Baby Geniuses 2.
The second one, the latter one, Super Babies, Geniuses 2.
You're right.
Yes.
It's an awful sequel at 1.9 on the IMDb rating compared to the original's massive 2.5. We've got another pair of first film and second film. Birdemic, Shock and Terror, or Birdemic 2, The Resurrection?
I've heard of both of the Birdemics. I haven't seen them, but I've also heard that they're both awful. And people go and watch them because they're so bad. So I'm going to go for the... This time I'm going to go for the first... Is it the first one?
Shock and Terror.
Yep, I'm going to go for the first one.
Yeah, you would be shocked and terrified that it has 1.8 on the scale.
I am shocked and terrified by that.
Compared to The Resurrection's 1.9. It's not so good. And the last one we have for you, Amy Duffel, star guest on Living on the Weekend today. I want to see whether you're a film duff or a duff filmy.
I think I'm becoming a duff filmy.
Oh, I don't know. You got those last two.
I did, yeah.
You got the last two.
That's true.
The last one we have for you to test whether you're a duff filmy or a film buff is Breaking Wind Part 1 or Boggy Creek 2.
I'm going to go for Boggy Creek 2.
You think Boggy Creek 2 is the worst out of those two films?
Yes, because the other one sounds like it could be a Mickey take of Breaking Dawn, which I think people would go and see and enjoy because you used to be Twilight fans. So I'm going to go for Boggy Creek 2.
Boggy Creek 2?
But I think I'm probably wrong.
Is the right answer.
Right.
It is a worse film than Breaking Wind Part 1. Amy, would you rather be in the Boggy Creek or be Breaking Wind?
Because of the sheer fact that the other one's Twilight, sounds like Twilight, and I'm not a fan of Twilight anymore, I'm going to go for Boggy Creek, you know, even though it's the worst of film.
Okay, so you go and see Boggy Creek?
Yes.
Well, what a fantastic viewing that must be with an IMDb rating of 2.2. That sounds absolutely abysmal, but thank you so much for playing along.
That's all right, I enjoyed it.
Best meme of ditch, mate. This is Bonza.